Is this Louis?
Yes. Hi, Carl. How are you?
Lekker, Louis.
Hello, Louis.
That's right.
Hello, Taryn.
So, Taryn and I are going to try and find out what you do for a living. And we'll do this through some questions to which you have to answer yes or no. We accept some maybes, some yes and no's. That's entirely up to you. But let's get into it. Taryn Lamb's up first. What would you like to ask, Louis?
Yo, I was going to ask you, do nursery songs inspire what you do? But let me start with something simple. Can you eat while you're doing your job?
Maybe.
Do you have to have a six-pack to do what you do?
Yes, no.
Yes, no.
Hi, Bo. What is yes,
what
no?
What is yes, no? Shame. Taryn wants to know you. Yes, no. She wants to know what she's working with you.
Maybe. Sometime.
Hi, Bo. Maybe.
Oh, this is going to be good. Next up.
Do you have to be at work every day to do what you do, Louis?
No.
Okay.
Louis, the risk of your job, are we talking like you could possibly die while doing what you do?
Yes.
Yo? Okay. Didn't expect a yes from that question, but here we are. Taryn.
So do you have to have your cell phone with you at all times?
No.
I need to ask, when people hear what you do for a living, do they instantly think that you are more attractive?
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be so good. Come on, Taryn.
Are you on a work WhatsApp group?
Yes.
Sure.
I'm going to go through some of the formal questions so we can just cut out some of the industries. So do you wear a uniform to do what you do?
Yes.
Interesting.
Does your job require you to travel?
Yes.
I need to ask this, right? Does your job promote a healthy relationship with your boss?
No.
I feel like everybody would say no to that question, but I was there. I just had to ask it anyway. Taryn.
Is it easy to have a family while you're doing the job you're doing?
Yes.
I'm going to go straight in here. Do you work with animals?
Sometimes, maybe, yeah.
Sometimes, maybe, yeah. That's the most unique question and answer we've ever had on what do you do. Thank you. Sometimes, maybe, yeah. You need to put that down for the minute, say. Pietras, thank you. Yes, last couple of questions.
Do you work in a quiet environment?
Yes.
This is one of my favorite questions I have to ask you. But while on duty, do you ever or are you ever at risk of getting punched, kicked, bitten? Any of those things?
Yes.
You're answering yes to the stuff that I would never guess you say yes to. This is great.
Do you have no more
questions?
I don't know where to go, so I'm going to leave it there. Just think about
it. Okay, one last one. In your line of work, do you think that there are any moments where you're going to need a lawyer?
No. I'll say no. Yeah.
Okay, no for that. Cool. Louis, you are so unique. The things you said yes to and no to are completely opposite in my head here. This is going to be great. Stand by. We need to call you back first. A little brainstorm. Flash drive family. That's you. 0829450940. Could you tell me what Louis does? Based on the answers, please. We'd love to know.
It's the mayor.
Louis is a firefighter.
I think Louis is a pilot.
I think Louis is a firefighter by day and a stripper by night.
Hey. Hi, Carl and President Taryn.
I'm good.
I think Louis is a referee in a cage match fighting that happens at Mavericks.
I think he's a high-risk protection officer bodyguard, my Bob.
I believe that Louis dances at Beefcake.
Well, I think dalk a butcher, like a slachter, that like works with meat.
I have a sneaky suspicion this could be the mayor of Cape Town, buddy. That sounds like Jordan E. Lewis.
I think Louis' job is much like Taryn's. It's like a knit one, slip one kind of move.
So yeah, I think Louis does a similar move to what Darren does.
It sounds like Louis is a stripper.
Louis is definitely a Chippendale dancer.
At first I thought Louis might have been Carly Rae Jepsen undercover with all the maybes. But now I think the dude might actually be like a masseuse.
Louis is a professional door-to-door stripper for Mavericks.
What? Dare I ask? Okay, wait, first and foremost, Jordan? No. Okay. Just wanted to check. So you're not the mayor. That's cleared
no.
off. Do you have any affiliation with Mavericks?
Not at the moment. I mean, yeah. If the career doesn't go well, it's always an option. The
beefcakes?
Again, it's a possibility. It's something in the back pocket.
You need to open, you know, your world and have a couple of options. This is crazy. Louis, it's about time that after all of those crazy guesses, our questions, your answers, it is your time to shine. Let's get straight into it. And here it comes. I would like to ask, what do you do? Louis.
Well, Carl, yeah, unfortunately, none of the guesses were right, but all of them were possibly right.
Really?
In the sense that I could do all of those things, because you might know me as Tim Turan, and I play the character of Tiger in the new movie, Heart of the Hunter.
No!
So I'm an actor, so every time I go to work, I'm a different person.
Yes, so...
Tim Turan.
Do you know, I was going to ask you, I actually was going to ask you, is your name really Louis?
This is Tim.
I could hear in your voice.
Louis is actually one of my names. It's the family name that all the sons got in the family. So it is one of my names, yes.
Also, you are so well-spoken. You've got an actor's voice. I'm not going to lie. This is why people thought you were the mayor. They were like, this guy, yeah, I'd listen to this guy.
That's amazing. I'll take it. Maybe that's also something I should keep in the back pocket.
I think you should. Why not? Yeah. Man!
Are you here?
Turan, do you live in Cape Town? Sorry, I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah, I live in Stellenbosch.
So dude, that is so... Heart of the Hunter. Oh, man. I am a big fan. Not only because my bestie, Tracy Lang, is a producer on this show.
Yeah.
But you're... Okay, I don't mean to be nerd out to you for a second. Okay, I might not have too many stats, but is it true that Heart of the Hunter has garnered an impressive 11 million views and ascended to the Netflix top 10 list in 75 countries, including the US, Nigeria, France, Germany, South Korea, United Arab Emirates, Mexico, Hong Kong, and Kenya? Am I right by saying that this thriller secured number one between March 25 and March 31, making it the first African film to achieve this milestone? Am I also confirming the fact that it's been dubbed into many languages, including now Thai, and apparently all the actors did their own stunts? I don't mean to be a nerd of Heart of the Hunter, but are those things true?
Those things are mostly true. We are number one in the world at the moment, which is amazing.
What?
It's not something that we could expect, or it's one of those things you hope for, and it is the first African film to manage that. In terms of stunts, we did most of our own stunts, but we did have an amazing stunt team helping us.
Yep.
But that's to answer your question, can I die? Yes, because I really did hang out of a helicopter and shoot at the motorcycle. That's not VFX, that's real. So that was a real possibility.
Insane.
But yeah, the movie has been received amazingly well, and we listening to Afrikaans was uit ons velle. It's just amazing. Yeah.
Oh man.
Ons is so trots op julle.
Sure.
So trots.
And we hope this is this film just helps to put the South African industry on the map.
Yes,
and that it's not just good for us, but that it's good for the industry and something to build on, and that the rest of the world will really finally just sit up and notice and see what's possible from South Africa. Yeah.
Can I say this, Tim? I need to. Is that often these studios, they come and film here, all right?
Yeah.
And let's be honest, they are filming here, and I know many people, and they would probably have a quarrel with me, say, no, it's because Cape Town seems like it could be anywhere in the world. And I agree, we have many good spaces and places. But I sometimes find that these productions, they come down here because, you know, they do get to shave off a buck or two with a local, you know, production. But I'm saying we need to use those talented people, because my father was in the industry and he worked as a motion picture camera technician. And all I saw was these, you know, people being sort of labored in and out of these productions. And I looked around, I'm like, you know what, but we can do these things. We may not have those big names, but they are only big because a lot of the Western productions are fed to us since we were very young. Mm-hmm. We have to look after our own first and get fanatical about our own movies first before we start looking around. And that's what I'm hoping that Heart of the Hunter is now lifting a lid on, is the fact that we got everything we need down here. We have a box office down here too. We have our own Cape Town Hollywood. Why are we not using it more often? And this is what I'm hoping this movie is going to do for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the amazing thing about being on a platform like Netflix with this, because you're absolutely right. Those names are big because a lot of people see them. So
yes.
If our people start getting seen internationally. They come over here, they shoot their big productions. No one knows that those movies look so good because they had amazing South African crew working on them.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's seen as an American movie or it's seen as a European movie, but it was South Africans that actually did the hard work on it.
Thank you.
So in front of the camera and behind the camera, I think it's really time for the world to take notice. But very importantly, exactly what you said, I think we as South Africans need to, the same way we're getting excited about the sport and about the rugby and about the Springboks and those guys, we need to get excited and really enthusiastic about our own productions, our own industry, just help to take to the next level.
I think what I look at this is that I saw the Springboks lift a World Cup for the third time. I saw Tyler win a Grammy. I saw Drikus win a UFC battle. I see Tim Taron doing a Heart of the Hunter thing that's never been seen before on Netflix platform. I feel like there should be Springbok colors for acting, my friend, and you would get them.
Yeah, well, the whole team deserves. Yes. That would be amazing if there was. That was like getting honors colors at school for something that no one understands, and they still call you up and everyone kind of claps for it. That would be, and it is amazing. I think I know we can all make a long laundry list of challenges in South Africa, but the same thing Sia and the guys say, the same thing Drikus says, the same thing Tyler says, is there's so much to be proud of. There's so much to be in terms of the people. And it's amazing to be a small part of, with this movie now, with also going, you've seen South Africa on all of these different stages.
Yeah.
Now see it on this stage too. And just keep pushing that in terms of how amazing the country and the people are.
What an amazing team. You are all a phenomenal team, and I mean a Dion Meyer classic. And I saw the trailer last night. I haven't seen it yet, and it is just outstanding. I'm so excited and incredibly proud of you and of Tracy and of every single person involved in this team. I just know, as you say, that as we say, South Africa is sticking it and representing and just showing up and showing off and claiming our place in the entertainment world. And it's just fabulous to witness.
We deserve
exactly.
it. Yeah, we cannot look for a seat at the table because we own the table. Hello. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we made all those chairs probably that everyone else is sitting on.
Thank you, man.
Let's just take a seat for ourselves too.
Yeah.
Can I play you something, please? I just really want to, because somebody literally said, I'm watching the movie right now. On the WhatsApp line over here on the side, Tim. So I got this message in from Lisa. I want you to listen to this.
This gives me hope because my daughter is grade 7 and she wants to go into acting. And I was a bit skeptic because, I mean, but now I have hope for her and an acting career.
How does that feel, Tim, to hear that?
No, that's amazing. That's the dream. I think that's what again, when we watch shows like Chasing the Sun, that's what Rossi says every time. And I mean, we're not at that level at all. Please, if someone is listening, that's what the Springboks did. But before someone goes, oh, that's Tim Dinkasia. No. But what Rossi tells them every time is that you're doing this for the people of South Africa. You're doing this to show people who South Africa are. And that's exactly the driving force behind Heart of the Hunter 2 is really to go, world see us, see who we are, recognize us, recognize the excellence that despite the challenges come from this country. So and to hear that the next generation, that makes them excited, because that's what we want. We want to build the industry up.
Yes.
Up to a point that parents don't have to be nervous if they one of their kids say they want to go into the entertainment industry, because I understand why they're nervous. Mm. It's hard. I mean, you guys know, Darren, Yavis, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. And if we can build it up and make it sustainable and give its place on the world stage, then it just becomes more of a possible career for people to follow. So if it inspires a next generation, that's amazing.
Yeah. That's what it's about. Yo, Tim Louis Theron, thank you for joining us on the Flash Drive in KFM 94.5. I'm about to do a cinematic trailer for Heart of the Hunter. Have you ever heard me do one of these things live on radio?
I have.
Are you sure? I don't think you've heard it this way. Because now that you're there, you can must contribute to this little trailer. Are you ready for this? Yes, you can.
Yeah, let's go for it. Yeah.
All right. So I need you to do a couple of these action words in the middle of you know, when I do this. Okay, so first and foremost, stand by for Heart of the Hunter. It is a thrilling story written by South African novelist Dion Meyer. And Tim Theron's character says things like this.
Bring it. And I'm not allowed to say the word on radio that I say there.
Fantastic. Then, the plot follows the journey of Zuko Khumalo, a retired assassin who finds himself on a high-stakes mission to protect his family and fight for democracy in his country. But then, Tim Theron's character says...
I swear too much, so I'm trying to think about
don't swear,
Tiger. But
Tiger
is swearing the whole time.
Don't swear.
It's expensive to kill people. That's something I'm trying to say.
That's thank you, Tiger. This captivating tale will keep you engrossed in the Heart of the Hunter. It is an absolute epic that you have to see. Just ask Tiger. Tiger would tell you,
do not off.
Now streaming only on Netflix. The basic plan is from 99 Rand. T's and C's apply. Thank you so much, Tim Theron. You've been amazing. And wow, what a what do you do that was.